So your first big is what studies to include. Your second one is what information to include in each study. Coding your database so that you know all the important stuff has four purposes. The coding will help you identify groups of studies that are replications. Compare studies to understand what design elements are related to the effect size that they found. Adjust or correct individual effect sizes to give more useful values. Correcting for differences in the way the data were collected, the study was run. And it will give you a better understanding of the research literature than you could possibly imagine. Folks who survived the meta-analytic process often say that the most valuable result was that they actually read articles that they've had sitting in folders for up to decades. Well, I always knew what the result was. Well, that really wasn't the result. And by the way, I finally read the method section. I should never have referenced this damn thing. We get in a hurry. Don't do that here. You will see details, similarities, differences, genius, and mistakes in a literature that you thought you knew. What attributes to code? Everything that may be influencing the results and effect size. Obviously, too big. We're going to have to make some choices. Where do those choices come from? Unit 1. All the discussion we had of the elements of a research study that impact external and internal validity are what we're looking for. You got the all the words page, you got the validity net, the researcher. All of these give us an idea of things we want to pay attention to. How were the data sampled? What was the target population? Obviously important. But how did they get the sample? Do you think that they got a sample of the population that they went after? How good is that? When they say they had assignment, what kind of assignment? And when they say random assignment, which of the four kinds we know? Random assignment of individuals without constraint? Random assignment with administrative constraint, random assignment with researcher constraint, random assignment of groups. Those typically produce different effect sizes. So, one list of stuff to consider including, and then other versions of that that we also looked at during Unit 1. These are just other listings of exactly the same stuff, because here's where we are. We used to worry about external validity, internal validity, and measurement validity impacting statistical conclusion validity. But anything that fucks with the p-value is also going to mess up the effect size. Huh. So what used to be an issue of statistical conclusion validity is now an issue of effect size influence. All the same things are just as important as they always were. This is just a formula that reminds us that there are individual differences and procedural differences that influence the results that we get. You need to be looking both at how people were different and at how procedures were different. So here's my list. This is the stuff that I start with. I always carry this. And I look and see what else I might need for a particular study. One of the ones that waxes and wanes over the decades is quality of the study. This was just the shit in the 90s. We need to know the quality of the research. So people would make up a list of things that they looked at to decide the quality of the research. Well, if we have a list of things, then we have to decide how to aggregate them. We have to get an entry for each list, each element of the list, and then ignore them and just put the summary in. No! Put the list into the database. If you think that an estimate of the number of publications coming out of that lab that year is part of quality, put that variable in. You with me? Don't use aggregates. Because it might be that you find that there's a negative relationship between effect size and the number of publications coming out of a cancer lab, or a set of cancer labs. There were. The big labs that had multiple grants and were cranking things out routinely had smaller effect sizes than everybody else. When we were sent after that to track it down, it turned out that they were running the treatments for about 80% of the typical treatment interval. If you correct for that, they were getting the same effects as everybody else. The reason we got started is somebody said, look, some of these little labs are getting bigger effects. They must be cheating. See the implication? The finger pointing? You're getting a bigger effect size than the big folk. You must be cheating. It turns out the big folk were short shucking the treatment. Data analysis is fun.